60,000 profit. And Rav Kana, Masav Kana learns that the sum was b'shmonim ribui. It would have made 80,000 dinrim profit, a large sum of money. So Chomam wanted to buy the Avni Eifoid off this guy. And the case was that the key to get into the warehouse where the stones were under his father's head, and his father was sleeping now, and Veloit Ziru, and he did not wake him up. The son did not want to wake up his father. This is a dugma. What does it mean to have kibud avim? As respect for the father, didn't want to wake him up, even though it meant to lose out so much money. This is a dugma what kibud avim is. So it's a good shalom why the Gemara brings a raya from a goy for the Gemara could have brought rayas from a Jew. What kibud avim is? What did the picked off a raya from a goy? Some say when sort of pshat is could be sometimes goyim have this inyan of kibud avim a little bit more maybe because they don't have Hashem, so they only have one shut if they only makir their parents, whereas a Jew has two shut for me as the parents and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so maybe the little bit that about the makir Hashem takes away a drop from the kibud avim. But I call upon him to learn now from here how far goes kibud avim. Darkoponim Takashi, you see that the Chumim wanted to buy the Eifrid, the Avni Eifrid, which was the Nedovis for the Mishkan, from a guy. So how could you tell me the Pasuk, when the Pasuk says, Dav Rabbanei Yisrael, the Yikoli Truma, when the Dash means, you have to buy the Nedovis, or for Jew, so how could the Chum here buy these Nedovis of the Avni Eifrid, or for guy? So Morris says, I'll tell you, maybe Avni is a little different here. I'll tell you, Avni Shoyim Hifsekinyan. The beginning of Taka says that when he saw all the matonis, the nedovas you need, but then the pasuk then says avni shoyim. It doesn't say v'avni shoyim. It just says avni shoyim. So it's hifsegin, as if to say up until the nedovas of avni shoyim, it has to be only from a Jew. But the avni shoyim and onwards could even be bought from a goy. Rashi says midloik siv, since it doesn't say v'avni shoyim, k'rech siv b'kulu. The kesef unuchoshes uschelus viagomon viuris, and here it just says avnei sifsekinyan to loykoy aviyichu, that to buy the avnei shirim does not go back on the yichu, so the avnei shirim, the precious stones, maybe you're allowed to buy from a goy. So Mar says this is true. Vohu the avnei meluyim ksiv. Right after the word avnei shoyim, again it says a vav. It says va avnei meluyim ksiv. Do the orve that comes to mix it up again. Siv Sol Rosh of the Milsa Kamaisa of Lissasru. This all comes out again that they all need a Yichu that has to be bought from a Jew. So if you darshani now that the Yichu means, Yichu B'nai Yisrael, means that it has to be bought from a Jew, so the Nedovis of the Mishkan also should have to be bought from a Jew. So how come here they bought it off a guy? For Yoit, secondly, Ketoni Sefer says in the Sefer this Brisa, when the Esra Blezer, how far does Kibud Avim go? He ended up the story with Nisin, with Dom and Ben Nisinom, like this. What happened was, Lashon Acheroth the next year, Noldoloi Paraduma. It was born to Nisina Ben Doma, Doma Ben Nisina was born to him, a Paraduma, a red cow, the Yedra and his flock. And Nichnasu Chach Misoletzlai. So again, the Chum came to him. They wanted to buy the Paradum of him. Izomalem. So he said to Chumim, Yoidei Ani Bechem. I know by you, Shimani Mavakish Mikem Komam Shaboilam. Even if I would ask for them the largest sum of money, I would ask from you the whole largest sum in the world. I know Atim Nasanli you would pay it. Like you need the Paradum. It's something special. This is the only one in the world. I know you'd pay as much as I ask. But you should know, Achshav now, any mevakish v'chem, I'm only going to ask from you, Eloisim moment shesarati, only that amount of money that I lost on the deal last year, b'shvil abba, from the fact that last year I cannot sell you the avnei, the avonim loifoi, because my father was sleeping, so that's chumah money, whether it was 60,000 or 80,000, that's chumah money is what I'm going to ask you now for the paraduma. Prakoponim again, it says clearly that Chachomim bought the Paraduma off a goy. So it's a kasha and Reb Shela. How could Reb Shela dash when the Pasuk says, Dabar Abnei Yisrael, the Yichu, that means that you have to buy the Paraduma off a Jew. Here we see clearly that Chachomim bought a Paraduma off a goy. So again, the Gemara says maybe no, both these proofs, they're both these Maisim are not proofs. I'll tell you, Hosamei de Tagre Yisrael Zovin. It could be here, there was a middleman, there was a Jew, or these Chachomim, they bought it off, Doma Ben Asina. They bought it off him. And then the Chachomim bought it off the Jew, the Tzarech the Mishkan, or the Tzarech the Paraduma. So the final sale, when the Chachamim bought it for the Paraduma, it was taka bought off a Jew. True, first the Jew bought it off Dama ben Asina. He was a Sirs, he was a middleman. And then the Chachamim went to him and bought it off him. So therefore, it wouldn't be a Sirs, it wouldn't be a Psul from this Pasuk of Dabra el Bnei Yisrael. But to go directly to the guy and buy a Paraduma directly from the guy, that would be possible if you want to use it directly from him for the Kedusha of a Paraduma. Now the Gemara says, is it true what you're saying? And that's what we're saying now according to Reb Shela, that the reason why Reb Lezer says you cannot buy the Paraduma off a guy is because of the loch of the Kicha, because you can't buy it off a guy, but otherwise Lechayesh, the Reviyah, that Reb Lezer is not Cheshish, maybe the Goyim live with their animals, therefore it's only possible because of Kicha, but not because of Reviyah. I'll prove not like that. For Tanya we learned, Or Mulada Reb Lezer said to Reb Lezer, Mais had once happened, Pelochum and Adikachovim, at the Esakashan, you Reb Lezer. How could you hold this also to buy a Paraduma off a guy? Either was this Mais at the Chomim bought the Paraduma off a guy? And Vedima Shmoy, the guy's name was Dima, Viamrila Somse Remichmoy, that was his name. So Amulhem Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer answered back and said, there's no question from this case. Do you know why over here they bought it off the guy? Mishom Rai, is there any proof from over here? I'll tell you, Yisrael Hoya Misham Renoisa, Mishosh and Oda. There was a special case here that there was a Jew watching the Paraduma from the time he was born, that no guy lived with the Paraduma. So what do we see here? That Reb Lezer is Chayish L'Revia. And really, this is the reason why he sold Minastam, you cannot buy a Paraduma off a guy. It's because we're afraid maybe the guy was Reveya the Paraduma. So we're to Kasha on Ibshela. And Ibshela says, no, the Psul according to Reb Lezer is not because of Reveya, but rather because of Kicha. So Morin says, at the Quran Reb Shela, what you have to say is, Reb Lezer Tarta Yisla, Reb Lezer holds from both Psulim. Kicha, he holds like Reb Shela, that there is a psul of kicha. And the pasuk says, "Dabro b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu." So we dash from b'nei Yisrael yikhu. V'yein adu kachavim yikhu. You can't bite off a guy. But also v'chayish nam l'reviya. Reb Lezer is also chayishes min astam from a guy. You cannot bite because maybe he was reviya. The nafkamina would be if we know for sure the guy was not reviya the animal. So therefore, as chash reviya we do not have. But still, to buy it directly off the guy for the Kedushas Paraduma, that would be also, as the Pasuk says, Yichu b'nei Yisrael, a Jew, we have to buy it from a Jew. So the Eitzah has to be, like we had before, the Heta by Nesina ben Dom, ben Nesina was, that there was a Sirser in between, that first the Jew bought it off him, and then the Chamim went and bought the Paraduma off the Yid, but Tzarech the Paraduma. Oh, Mama, what did we just say? Yisrael hoye misham renoiso, mishosh enodo, that there was a Jew watching it from the time he was born. So the question is still, v'nechosh doma reviya le'ima. Maybe the goyim live with the mother of this paraduma, when the par was pregnant with this paraduma. Ki hevi mamber, when she was pregnant. And if so, the par vaita will be possible. The Yama Rav said, v'lad hanagachas asura. A Vlad that was in the stomach when the mother was Nageya did damage, that Vlad is also possible. He Vlada Nokha, because it's a Svara, when the mother did damage, she did damage with the whole body. So the Vlad inside is also considered like it did damage. So Vlad Harnivas Asur, the same thing. If a guy lived with a pregnant cow, so the Vlad that gives birth later is also possible for Korban or for Paraduma. He vlada nirva is as far to say when the guy was reveya the para, it was with the kid also. So how could we buy the kid this paraduma? True, they watched the paraduma from the time it was born, but maybe the guy will reveya the mother when she was pregnant, and right to the para would be possible. So where it says rather in echanami the mitzias the case was ema yiskrol hoyim misham renoisa mishor shenoitra. There the case was that there was a Jew watching the mother even from the time she became pregnant. Mishosh Neitzera, she says, B'me'ima, Gamaforish Mino Yoda, the Moros will ask, how do we know that this Vlad, Mino Yoda, the high Vlad Odomu, how do you know to watch it? How do you know that this Vlad is going to be red? How do you know to watch it? We're talking about such a case when Echnami, a Jew, watched even the mother from the time she became pregnant, that no guy lived with her. That's why it's mutter to buy this poro of Nesina, of Dama ben Nesina. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, V'dilma, V'nechesh Dilma Revu Alima, Mikara? Still, let's be chayshes. Maybe the revei of the mother before the tnan, and then we even before she became pregnant. The tnan we learned kol absul l'gabi mizbeach. Any time a behema becomes possible for the mizbeach, like here, let's say 2 years ago, a goy lived with this parah, with the mother. So then the mother becomes possible. She's a reveya. She's possible for korban. She's possible for paraduma. The halacha is v'lodosayim mutarin, that the kids they have later ataka muta. The Rashi says, "Oishin shenesabru b'machrichein." A kid, the mother first became pregnant. Later, that kid is muta. But the Tony Love learned on this. Reb Lez Ois, Reb Lez says, "No, still it's also." So according to Reb Lez, it's akasha. What do you mean? You watched the mother from the time she became pregnant? But so what? Maybe the goyim lived with her even before. So Hanichal Rav, it's going to go according to Rav Yom Haravam, Rav Nachman, Machlekes Kishen Nirvu Kishem Gadoshim. It's only Machlekes of the Ravei of them when they were already Kachim. Then Rav Lez holds the Vlodis Apostle. Abu Kishen Chulen, the Yakal Mutaran, then it's good. So then here also, when the first, even if they lived with the mother, it was only Chulen at that time. So if the mother gives birth later, it's okay. It's only after she's pregnant that the Raveya, then the Pora is possible. So here we're talking about they watched the Pora from the time she became pregnant. But Elo la Rav Huna, Bar Chinina, on Rav Nachman, he learns Machloikas, Kishen Yavo, Kishen Chulen. Machloikas is even if they Raveya her, the Pora, when she was Chulen. Still, when she gives birth later, the Vlad is possible. Ava Kishen Mekdoshim, but Adarabah, if the first Raveya, when she was ready, Hakodesh, Mekdoshim, to Riakal Asurin, Samaik Lameima, what's Pranya Blazer here? According to this, Blazer holds that even though the Goyim or Raveya, the mother, when she was Chulin, even before she's pregnant, and then later, 2 years from now, she becomes pregnant, the Vlad is possible. So how could you ever buy a Poro for a Poro Dum or for Goy? You have to be Chosh, maybe the girl lived with the mother 2 years ago. So most of the Nechnami, Emma, we have to say the case was Yisrael Hoyim Misharman Oisol Imo Mishoshin Oitzro. The case is that the Goyim were watching the mother from the time even the mother was born. So Mela, the whole life of the mother, we know there was no Raveya, therefore this Vlad is kosher for Paradum. Penechesh Dum Ravur Lima the Imo. Maybe the grandmother, they were Raveya. Tzmur says, Kuli HaLechashin, so far we're not Cheshish. And Echnami, if there would have been Raveya then, Taka would be possible. But so far, we're not afraid. Amma, what we just say, Yisrael HaYim Shaman HaYisim Mishoshin Oitzro. Mino Yadin, how do we know that this Vlad is going to be a red one, a Paraduma? Or Rav Kano, Kais Odom Avirin Lofaneho. Bishor Shoilo Leh Zohar. The time when they make the mating, then they put the Zohar on top of the Nekeva, they put a red cup in front of them. So maybe that's going to make it, maybe the Vlad would also be red. The Moriochi is so, Amai Demel Yikorn, like if it's so simple to make a Paraduma, why is it so expensive? They should make a lot of Paradumas then. So our answer is true, you could make a lot of red ones, but Hurlish, they Sharas Tsulisbo, since two hairs that are not red, part of the Paraduma, that's a big kunst. It's a big kunst to get one that's completely red, but just to get one that's partially red, that's easy. Moromaishno. Maishno did who? Like, how come we went to this Goyish cow? Why don't we do it by a Jewish cow already? Which is Maishno di Yodu, the Avli Yisrael, the Avdi din Ludin Ochrid, how to make the Goyish cow, like, become a red cow. Nevet, ho milsev, hemis Yisrael, let's do the same kunz. Let's mate Jewish cows and put a red cup there. So Mar says, here the case was, Rav Kana ben Mechzekis. He's talking about Rashi min mishpachas poros hoyulo ledama benisina mozokas elav lodois adumim v'yavaros kois. It was a chazok that happened already a few times. Now it's like a kunst to do this, but by him it happened already a few times with his poros that when they put a red cup in front of the mother the shashu was mating, that the vlad was also red. True, it didn't always come out completely red. There was some black hair there. But the whole point of they knew it was a good try to try here. That's what Achamim wanted to try by this para to make it into a paraduma. All right, we'll stop here. You were holding Daf Chov Dalet Amud Aleph. Near the bottom of the Gemara, the Gemara says, Omer, that you're on 10 lines from the bottom. Yosef Ravami Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Akiloi de Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. They were both sitting by the tent of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. So post achad minay v'yomer, one of them opened up and started to say, started to dash like this, and he said, "V'chein hoye Reb Elezer poisol b'chol hakavodas kulan." That the law of Reb Elezer we had before, that it's also to buy the parah aduma from a nakam, from a goy, it's not only the parah aduma, but applies to kol hakavodas, any behemah for a korban, it's also to buy from a nakam. Post achidoch, the other one opened up and said, Talumor says, Posachidich, the other one opened up. Posachidich minei, and he said, "Behevei v'yomar, my ois v'lei chavrul Reb Elezer." What did the other chaverim? What did the ones that argue against Reb Elezer? What did they say back? In other words, they hold it's mutter to buy a paraduma off an akum. The darshan in the pasuk in Yeshayahu that says, "Kol tzayin kerda yikov tzulcho." We have before mashpan the mitzvah shem was lovoy. They're going to come to buy korbanos off the yishmelim off the goyim. So you see, you're allowed to buy a korban off a goy. Or Malahem Reb Elezer. Elezer says back, "No, kulam geirim gerurim heim losalovim." This the pasuk Yeshayahu says, talking about losalovim, that even though we're not going to be mekabel the goyim to be Jews, but kol ponim by themselves, they're going to want to be Jews, and they'll keep the Torah, they'll keep the mitzvahs. So therefore, they for sure will not be reveya their animals. Therefore, there's no shash reveya. Therefore, losid. Therefore, it's okay why they could buy the animals off the goyim. But Bizman has said that the goyim are not gerim, do not listen to the mitzvahs, we cannot buy the animals off the goyim. That's Reb Elezer Teretz. Amr Rabbi Yosef Rosh says, "Micro, where's this pasuk for this?" Siddash in the pasuk in Svanyot, in Svanyot that says, "Ki yozeh poich," the pasuk says, "Ki yozeh poich el amin, sofo verura." And the pasuk comes off, "Likro kulam Hashem Hashem liyov v'shchem echod," that all the nations will come to like worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning that they'll want at least bigerim. So therefore, lost it, it's good why we could accept buy karbonos off the goyim. So Amulei Abaya said back, "No, what's the proof on this pasuk in Sranya? Pidilma mi avoyde zoro hu di hodabu." Maybe it only means that the goyim will not worship avoyde zoro anymore. The Gemaisa Mashiach, the Bimakir Hashem, they won't come to worship avoyde zoro. But who says they're going to be mekayim the mitzvahs like? Or Amalei Reb Yosef, li ovdoi shchem echod. The pasuk ends off, shchem echod, ksiv. Like Rashi says, "Mashma ein chilak bi oivdin Yisrael v'umas tei avodosam shava v'chol mitzvaysav v'shava v'chol mitzvaysav." Mashma will all be doing mitzvahs equally. Therefore, that's from Lazar Teretz. This pasuk Rasul Lavoi. That's why we could buy kabonis from the Yakim, but not bizman azir. We have Papa Masnach. The Papa learned like this. For Rav Zvid Masnach, Rav Zvid though learned it like this. They both said like this, means both Rav Ami and both Rav Yitzchak Navcha, both of them said like this, that the chen hoy Reb Elezer poisa b'chol hakabonis, that Reb Elezer used to say it's possible to buy, you can't buy any korban off a goy. They both spoke out, both Rav Ami and Rav Yitzchak Navcha, they both spoke out like, what did the Chavirim, what did the Rabbonin answer back to Reb Elezer? This postek in Yishayot that says, "Kol tzvankedi kol tzlucho," like we just answered back. The begoyim at the end of the postek, and on this, Om Reb Elezer, Reb Elezer answered back, "No, there's no proof in this postek. Kulam gerim gerurim heim losa lovi." This pasuk talking about loss of love, but here it's different. The law gerim, and that's why you can buy the korbanos off the goyim. Well, my crow, where's the pasuk that loss of love, the law want to keep the Torah? It says, "Ki yozeh poicholamim, sofa vura likroi kulam, v'shem Hashem." And this, maskabla Rabbi Yosef, v'dumim v'avoyde zoro hu dahad ribu. Maybe the goyim will only retract from not worshipping avoyde zoro, but not real to mekayim the mitzvahs. Maybe they will not be nizer in the yisr of raveya, so you still have to be afraid, maybe there'll be raveya the animals. We'll all be mekayim the same mitzvahs. We're all doing the avodah together. We have a kasha. It says when Moshe told Paro that you'll also give us animals for kabonis. So here's a kasha in Reb Elezer. You see, we're allowed to take animals from the goyim. So more says, "Koyde matan tereshani." Could be here before Mount Torah was different. Maybe there's no psul raveya then. We don't have to be cheshit for raveya then. Before Mount Torah, we don't have these halachis. The Blessed is talking about after Mount Torah, now that there's a psul raveya, now we cannot buy a korban off a guy to be used for a korban. Toshma can bring another proof. The pasuk says, "Vayikach Yisroel choisein Moshe oilu zvachim lalakim." So the Chura Yisroi brought Kavonis, even though he was still a guy, he wasn't a kind of Torah yet. So how could we use these Kavonis from a guy? So my answer is Yisroi Nami Kaidim Matan Torah Hevei, that Yisroi also came before Matan Torah. That's why it was Mutter. But after Matan Torah, it'd be Yossa. So my answer, this depends. Honi Chalaman Di Yom Yisroi Kaidim Matan Torah Hevei, it's very good. Rashi says, Plukta, Tibnei, Reb Chiv, Reb Yeshua, Ben Levi, Perek Basu, the Shechitas Kochim. It's Machlekes over there. Ela, Bot, Lamandi, according to Mandi Yama, that Yisroi, Li Acham,